This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's just have a real conversation for a second. Mac's hair is going all over the place today. That's how humid it is outside right now. Your hair looks like it's like you touched. I don't know if you had these things back in the day. They were like these big glass balls and you put your hand on it.
Oh,
and
yes.
You could see the electricity and then it would make kind of your hair stand up, you know. That's kind of what you look like today when you walked in this morning. Because I don't know about you, dude, but I have never in my entire life experienced anything from a humidity standpoint like we are seeing today. I've never seen anything like it. It is absolutely insane. And I had to take my wife's car this morning and she parked outside because she's got some things going on. She made the jury, by the way. Well, I'm sure she's the foreman, if anything. Hopefully that'll be done today. But I think I took her car. And so she parked outside and I'm like, okay, that's fine. She parked behind me. And so I took her car cause she's got some things she needs to drop off with mine today. I walk out there. It's just coated in whatever this is.
Yeah.
I mean, just a mess.
That's mine.
And it didn't clear up the entire drive in. I even drove around extra. I'm like, we've got to get this humidity cleared up. And it just didn't. But I mean, it is as gross a day, I think, as I have ever seen. And I was going through the weather this morning on the National Weather Service as they send out an X post, you know, formerly a tweet on Twitter.
Okay.
And it said it could be 100 to 105 today with the heat index. And we could have major storms as well with all this humidity in the air. I mean, it is, guys, if you're going out today and you're doing anything outside today, today. You need water. You need ice. You need, like, just do it naked.
Probably need a hat.
Just a hat. Nothing else.
Yes, I mean, just a hat.
I mean, but seriously, the hat may keep you from sweating. I mean, like, it'll
crazy.
You know, keep you going and hot and all that kind of stuff. And so, I mean, it's just it is a soup mess out there today. You lived in Tennessee. Maybe you've experienced something different than, you know, what we got going on here. I lived in South Texas for 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't recall, and I was in Texas this weekend, and it's usually humid in Houston. Not like what we got
Houston's
going on.
Ugh.
Oh yeah, Houston is
a
mess, right?
Yes.
But this right now is the worst I've ever seen. And, you know, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, all them dudes up there getting ready to have that first practice today, right? Like,
yep.
This is the first day of training camp. and they're going to be mentally tested, dude, right from the get-go
right
on
away.
This one, because they're going to go out there. They're going to open the door of their dorm rooms today. They're going to walk outside and they're going to close that. They're going to go back inside, close that room and say, we're out.
Mind.
And it may be one of those days. And I don't know if they still do this kind of stuff. They may move it inside for safety reasons today. So, I mean,
if it's 100 plus degrees like that, yeah.
Yeah. But
makes sense.
Practice starts here in about, you know, 2 hours or so. They'll be done off the field by 10:30 this morning, and Cody and Gold will be up there. We'll talk to them coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk to Tammy Reed, the wife of Andy Reed, coming up at 9:30 this morning. Her and Andy are doing something really, really cool in Westport that she wants to share. And I love it because it involves history and making Kansas City better. And you have an opportunity to win something cool coming up, you know, at 9:30 this morning. So that's kind of on the agenda for today. But I mean, if you're going outside today, do yourself a favor, get ice, get water, and maybe one of those fan things around your neck or whatever it is, but take all the precautions out there, because I've never seen anything like it today. It's insane.
No, it's crazy, man. Tennessee's extremely humid, but it's never like 5 a.m. you go outside. Like, I thought my car wasn't working. I thought the dehumidifier thing wasn't working because it just kept fogging up. I'm like, what's going on? Is my car screwed? But no, it's just Mother Nature.
Yeah, it really is. Again, nothing like this has ever been seen before from my standpoint. So be careful out there today. First practice of the day up there in St. Joe. Hopefully they get everything worked out and they're ready to win the Super Bowl after today.
Yep.
26 teams are starting training camp practice today. And so everybody's back, dude. Like, this is it. You know, we had a couple of early starts, obviously, with the Chargers and the Lions last week because they've got the Hall of Fame game coming up next week, and, you know, a couple of other teams have trickled in, but, you know, 26, 28 teams, you know, out there on the practice field. I think everybody's finally now in training camp mode, and the NFL is back, is officially 100% back, and that's all everybody's talking about right now, because it is America's biggest sport, and people love training camp practices.
Oh,
and, I'll say this, and you seemed a little depressed yesterday, and I do want to address this situation, because you were like, I'm going to go up to training camp after we get off the air and I'm going to see practice. I'm like, no, you're not. And you're like, why? I'm like, because it's over by the time we're off the air, you know, it's all in the morning. And so I will say, as I say every single year, though, if you're a dad and you got a son, or even if you have a daughter, it doesn't matter. And they love football. Bring them to training camp. For me, it's how I became an NFL fan. And my dad took me to Giants training camp in like 1986, 87, whatever it was. And, you know, it was a lot different back then. I sat next to the general manager and had conversations with him.
Crazy.
He was up in the crowd and whatnot. And so it was a lot different. But I always remember those practices and how much they meant. Probably because I was with my dad more than anything,
and
doing that kind of stuff. But that's how I feel like I watched a training camp practice maybe before I watched a game. I feel like right in the same area, you know, of that. And I remember the big impact that it had on me and being up close to the players and getting those autographs and how I became a football fan for life just because of that one experience. And if you're thinking about taking the kiddos up and wondering if it's a good opportunity or if it's something that you should do, I absolutely 100% recommend it. I think it's one of the coolest things you can do as a sports fan. And really, you know, they go up to St. Joe. We're one of the few teams out there right now that have the opportunity to still attend training camp.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these are now back at their facilities and you don't have that college campus atmosphere and the ability to get close to the players and collect autographs and all that kind of stuff. And so the Chiefs are still kind of doing it the old fashioned way. So take advantage of it for as long as you possibly can before they relocate to Olathe or wherever. Right. So you've got the opportunity to go out there and be up close and personal with the players. And I promise you, your kids will have a lifelong impact. Because here I am at 48 years old, and I'm still talking about my dad taking me to training camp some, I don't know, 40 years ago now, or whatever it was. So I suggest, have you been to Chiefs training camp ever?
No, you have not. You never took me, Dad, so thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just kind of came into my life last year. I didn't know I had you. Hey, get no respect, right? Sorry about that, but you'll get up there for a weekend
and have yourself a show. Yes, I think August 2nd and August 3rd. It'll be me and Dusty August 2nd, and I think it's just me, myself, and I over there at St. Joe Sunday, August 3rd. So tune in.
3-2-1 Binkley just texted. He'll be available if you need him. Some interesting stuff going on in the world of sports. The Royals are starting some 45-year-old today named Rich Hill. I'm 48 years old. Like this guy's in my age range,
dude.
That's going out there. He's going to be playing for his 14th team in Major League Baseball. That's almost half the league that this Rich Hill guy has played for. And I mean, everybody's heard the name before because he's been around, you know, obviously for 100 years. But making a start today at the age of 45, I have a hard enough time, you know, running a 5K, let alone getting out there on the mound. And
I think this guy would have trouble doing that too.
Maybe. I don't know. But 45 years old, that's wild to me that he's going to go out there and toe the slab, you know, as they like to say, and see what he has. But I mean, I don't know if it's gonna be a bullpen game or that kind of whatever it is, but I mean, I'm impressed. I am absolutely 100% impressed, because I don't know that there's another sport out there, team sport, that somebody from that age range can still go out there and participate in. Like, your 45 year old dude ain't playing in the NFL, right? Maybe
Tom Brady
a kicker.
Was the only,
how old was Brady when
he was like 44?
Was he that old?
43, 40. He was right around there.
Right around there. Okay,
but he's just an anomaly. That's not real.
No, it's not real at all. Tom Brady, like whatever he does, you have to quantify it. Kind of like with Patrick Mahomes. Everybody,
100%.
You know, if we're talking about quarterbacks, other than Patrick Mahomes, who's the best?
You've got to
qualify all that stuff. And Tom Brady is one of those where you got to qualify. I don't think you're going to see a 45-year-old playing in the NBA. I don't think you're going to see a 45-year-old playing soccer. For sure.
Gosh, no.
There's no chance. Hockey, no way.
No way. 45-year-old. Down.
You know, you get hit one time in the boards, you got a busted up hip, and you're like, all right, I got to get hip replacement surgery or whatever. So you're not going to be playing hockey, and you're probably not going to see anybody in the WNBA. I mean, because that is labor intensive up and down. And so I know this, you know, the Royals aren't playing great baseball at this point in time, and they're under 500. But this is something to marvel at, man. Like, him and Salvi together out there on the field are going to be like two 80-year-olds.
Yes.
I mean, you combine their ages, and it's like, you know, 75 years old, those two guys
really
combined.
Nuts.
And so it's going to be a lot of fun to kind of see what this guy can do. I'm very curious, I will say, to see what a 45-year-old is going to do on the mound, if it's going to be like Charlie Huff back in the day. But he was throwing knuckleballs. I don't know that Rich Hill has a knuckleball in his repertoire. So I think it'll be very interesting to see what some 45-year-old cat can do on the mound today at Wrigley. That's really bizarre to me.
Yeah, I would love, especially after yesterday. I don't know if they've scored that many runs all season, so that was kind of nice to finally see that. But yeah, I mean, Dick Mountain, let's go, baby. Let's keep this thing rolling. And I think, trying to think of other, I mean, Janikowski.
Yeah, but
was
that's
in
a kicker.
I'm just thinking of pro athletes, but you're right. Kicker's like the one kind of thing. That's the one exception.
Right, yeah. Like, Morton Anderson was 100, and he was still kicking here. You know, things like that. Like, there are, you know, one-offs and everything like that in certain positions. Maybe a punter could do it in the NFL. But like,
maybe
45 years old and still going out there shows you can still play baseball. There's old men baseball leagues. Dudes in their 70s and 80s are going out here playing baseball. I think it's great.
That is great.
One of my old professors, Max Usler, is playing. I don't know if he's still playing, but he was for a very long time. You know, playing, you know, wood bat league games and things of that nature against other dudes. And so they have a lot of fun doing it, and you can do it. So I'm excited to see what that guy can do tonight. Also, too, we talked a lot about Salvi yesterday
and
picking up that contract option. That dude is white hot right now. There's nobody hotter in baseball than Salvador Perez. He had two more homers yesterday, Mac, and now you look at it, he's 10 shy of 300 right now. And so that is a realistic goal to be chasing for the rest of the season. You're looking for reasons to stay in tune with what's going on with the Royals. Rich Hill today at 45 years old, Salvador Perez now 10 home runs shy, and he's got, what, 61 games to get those 10 home runs. I think it's obviously very doable that he can go out there and get those 10 home runs, and I'd love to see Salvador Perez get to that 300 mark this year. I think that would be one of the coolest things to see, because if he can do that and give us something to kind of root for the rest of the way, that's something we can all kind of get involved in. And I'm rooting for Salvador Perez. As you know, yesterday I said, pick up the damn option. What are we waiting on?
Yeah, exactly.
And make him a lifelong Royal, give him a, you know, his final year if that's what he wants to do here in Kansas City, but also make sure that when he does hit that 300th home run, he isn't doing it in a Rockies uniform. The worst case scenario is that you've got, you know, 9 home runs the rest of the way and you're at 299. They don't pick up your option. You hit free agency and you hit one on opening day playing for the Mariners.
That would be a travesty. Suck. No, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
That'd be a sports nightmare. You don't want that.
Right.
No, that can't happen.
Exactly, because that 300th home run, if he does it in another uniform, that's the uniform you're going to see, you know, Salvi rounding the bases in a Twins uniform or wherever it is. You know,
ew.
So you got to make sure that number 300 comes here in Kansas City.
Yeah, with 10 more, around 60 games left. I mean, there's a chance he can do it this year.
Yeah.
I mean, 18% of the games, he's got a homer, and that's completely plausible for a guy, like, especially when he's this hot.
I mean,
shoot, a couple more 2-homer games, we're right there.
I mean, you think about it, you know, we could be talking about next week, maybe he's getting closer and closer.
Man.
So, and look, he's hitting home runs, they're scoring runs.
Yes, it was fun last night.
It's no secret, right? When your bats produce that you're paid to produce, the Salvis, the Bobbies, and the Vinnies, you're going to win baseball games. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. And they've just been inconsistent all season long. Last night, they were really good. Kudos to them. Down 4-1. You could have given up and, you know, said the hell with it. The Cubs are the best team in baseball at that point in time. Now the Brewers are. They've won 11 in a row. And so they're the best team in baseball. But it would have been very easy down 4-1 just to kind of wave that white flag last night. And they didn't do it. And so I was impressed with the way that they fought back and won that game. But more impressed with Salvador Perez, because that's going to be the thing that kind of keeps me moving forward all season
for
long.
Sure.
Just kind of watching Salvi and making sure he gets to that magic number of 300 wearing a Royals uniform. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan on Fesco and Dusty. Dusty's out all week. That's Mac Morey, the other voice you hear. The Chargers are screwed. We'll tell you why next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you. Dusty off for the week. Mac is on the other side today, producing and co-hosting as well.
Mac's
so
awesome.
If you got something to say to Mac, feel free to do that as well. From the 816 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line today, I'm going to say, my man, you got to take some caution out there. He says, tell me about it, Bob. This humidity sucks. I do asphalt, which, if you didn't know, comes out of the plant at 300 degrees doing a 400-yard stretch of road today.
Damn.
Be careful out there, my man. Seriously, be careful out there today and take care of yourself. Apparently, this from a source, this humidity is coming from something called corn sweat. I don't know. I've never heard of that before, but apparently in the central part of the United States where we are, there's a lot of corn giving off moisture, and that's causing this humidity. I just watched a video on it. It's all because of corn. They're calling it corn sweat. So if you want to do a Google search or something like that of what the hell corn sweat is, but that apparently is what's causing all of this right now. The corn is producing extra moisture, and it's going into the atmosphere and giving us all this ability to sit here and sweat our asses off today. And so it's going to continue on probably for the rest of the week and then move across the country. And so the East Coast is going to get this in the next couple of days as well.
They're going to get the corn sweat?
Yeah, they're getting the corn sweat.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's getting the corn sweat.
Sorry, not
just
the Midwest.
No, not just the Midwest. Everybody's going to have the corn sweats, something that you don't want to participate in today. So yesterday, I'm minding my own business, right? I'm just kind of sitting around, not really, you know, doing much. I'm not feeling the best. I've got this, you know, sinus thing going on and whatnot. I think a lot of people had that. I talked to a lot of different people yesterday who kind of all said, you know, the same thing. They've all got the sinus condition going on. It's all packed in there and whatnot. So it's just kind of one of those days where I'm just kind of, you know, being lazy, if you will. Went to the J, got a quick workout in, took a steam, all that kind of stuff to try to relieve all this stuff. I get home and I'm just kind of sitting there on the couch. It's pouring out corn sweat everywhere. And I'm like, okay, what am I looking at here? And then all of a sudden, I see this story about Philip Rivers. And I'm thinking to myself, Philip Rivers? What's going on with Philip Rivers? Well, he announced his retirement yesterday. Mac, play that audio, please. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I'm Philip Rivers, quarterback, and I'm retiring a Charger. I think gratitude really is the first thing that comes to mind.
one of the greatest gamers of his generation.
There were so many highlights and fun Sundays.
Phillip Rivers just ripped it.
Who was that, boys, all together?
So many. But what I miss and what I'm most appreciative and thankful for are those relationships.
On the flare and 52
the things that were behind the scenes.
The Chargers are alive!
What you lived every day is the days at Murphy Canyon. On the practice field.
One time! Oh, yeah!
You miss those moments.
Hey, team, baby, team!
Oh, you're gonna get me going. I picture riding down that hill, you know, into Qualcomm. You know, and you just go like, man, shoot, they're fired up today. And seeing the flags and seeing the, you know, smoke from the grills going and stuff. That just never got old. You know, that never got old. Dang, I didn't expect to get.
Oh,
yeah, getting old, man. A little verklempt there. And, you know, he went on to say, and it kind of hit me the same way, it went so fast. Like, I mean, before you know it, Phillip Rivers is done playing football.
Done,
your career
yeah.
goes fast. Everything in life goes fast. That's why you have to kind of appreciate these moments, which is something I've been stressing for the last 10 years with the Royals and Chiefs doing their thing and producing to a high level. You've got to be able to enjoy this moment. And I think there are way too many sports fans out there who don't enjoy the moments, who don't enjoy the ride. And I was watching Phillip Rivers yesterday thinking to myself, did he really enjoy that ride? And I think he did. You know, his offensive line came in at the end
that
of the video.
That was awesome. I loved that.
Gave him the contract. And I got goosebumps. I'm like, I don't like Phillip Rivers. He was one of those guys that you competed against and loved to compete against, right? I was
yeah.
never a Phillip Rivers fan per se, but you could appreciate, you know, the competitive nature and the fire that Phillip Rivers
oh, yeah.
had. And he was talking about some of his great games, and he mentioned the 2018 game at Arrowhead where mm-hmm. they won that one, you know, late in the day and in the back of the end zone.
Mike
and whatnot.
Williams,
yeah.
yeah.
And I remember that game like it was yesterday. I'm thinking, man, that was 2018. We're now in 2025.
It's crazy.
It's a very long time ago, pre-COVID and all that kind of stuff. And you forget about, you know, Phillip Rivers going out there and having himself one hell of a career because he really didn't have that postseason success, you know? And you look around and you think, man, Phillip Rivers is gonna he's a difficult kind of case study to look at when it comes to is he one of the great quarterbacks of all time? And I'm gonna be honest with you, Mac. I don't really know what to make of Phillip Rivers' career. I do believe he's a Hall of Famer. He's clearly put up the numbers to be a Hall of Famer. But he never had that postseason success. He was never able to win on the biggest of stages. And even when they were 14-2 and seemingly had home field advantage, you thought maybe they were going to have something, you know, that they could pull out of their hat, maybe make it to a Super Bowl. Phillip Rivers never did that. He never made it into the biggest games. He was never on the biggest stage. But when he played, man, I don't know that anybody competes as much as Phillip Rivers ever competed. I mean, that guy was going after it every single play.
Yeah, I think I texted my brother and dad something very similar to that. One of the best competitors sports has ever seen is
yeah.
what I said about Phillip Rivers, because he truthfully was. I mean, just the fire, the passion that you could see even through that face mask, man. Like, he loved that game, and you hear it in that video, like how much he appreciates the passion for that game. I loved watching Phillip Rivers, even though he was a Charger. I loved watching him. I thought he was just what football was all about. Later in that video, they show some of his trash talk moments. The 90-yard
yeah.
touchdown screaming in some guy's face. He was silly. I mean, I remember that one time that I forget which time that he was playing the Chiefs. I believe it was at Arrowhead. Came over to the Chiefs sideline. He's screaming at a ref, and Andy Reid kind of turns around and kind of leans over, gives him the butt a
yeah.
little bit. That was awesome. So there are some great Phillip Rivers moments, man. But you can tell, at least to me, I think you're right. I think he cherished it. I think
yeah.
he truthfully loved it, cherished it, and I think he also thinks about it every day. I mean, he's got a son who's going to college pretty soon. He's a D1 quarterback. I think Gunner is his name. He's going to be pretty good, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully another Rivers guy continues. But, yeah, man, 5-7 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think they made one AFC championship game with that awesome team, LT, Gates, all those guys. But, yeah, Hall of Famer, I don't know, man.
I think he is. I do. I know the postseason success isn't there, and that's how we judge quarterbacks. But, again, Dan Marino's in the Hall of Fame, and he didn't have any postseason success.
Yeah.
And so I think you may have to kind of separate those, you know, because at the end of the day, the playoffs and winning Super Bowls, it's team. But for whatever reason, it's become a quarterback stat. Like, that's
Agreed.
Not me who's come up with that. That's just kind of the way – the game has evolved, the media has evolved in the way that we judge, you know, players and whatnot. We judge it based on what they've done in the postseason. How many Super Bowls do you have? It's the first question we ask a quarterback. How many Super Bowls did he win? We don't ask that about anybody else on the field, other position. It's just the quarterback. And that's all the, you know, the talk is how many Super Bowls, how many playoff wins, and Philip Rivers didn't have that in the MVPs. Did he have an MVP? He didn't even have that either.
No. But from that's the thing. That's why it's because I remember, I think I brought up to you and Spec a few weeks ago, like randomly Matt Ryan as an MVP, and you and Spec were like, no, Matt Ryan's not an MVP. And I'm like, okay, well, if he's not, and I don't know, I think Philip Rivers is better, probably played at a higher level longer than Matt Ryan, but I don't know if the peak was as good as Matt Ryan's 1 year peak was. So I don't know. It's a tough question. I would put him in because I think he's what is what football is all about. I think if you tell the story of the early 21st century of football, I think Philip Rivers and the Chargers belong in that story. So yeah, I wouldn't be mad if he was in it.
No, I don't think anybody would be mad. I do think he is a Hall of Famer, but I also think that, you know, when it comes down to people arguing in that room, that postseason, you know, success or lack thereof is going to be something that a lot of people talk about. And, you know, when I heard he was walking away and you said he was 5-7 in the postseason, right? How many Patrick Mahomes playoff wins have we seen? 17 playoff wins for Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. And how many playoff losses? Three.
Yep.
You know,
three or four.
Two Super Bowls and two AFC championship games. So what's he, 17-4?
Yeah, 17 or 18-4. Yeah.
In the postseason, like Patrick Mahomes, what he's doing, I think we still have to compartmentalize and realize how unbelievable Mahomes is and all the stuff that he's been able to do right now, and shows you quite honestly how hard it is to win. And I think at times we do take it for granted that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are just going to show up and they're going to go out there and they're going to beat you and they're going to end up in the Super Bowl. Eventually it's going to happen where they're not there in the Super Bowl. Eventually it's going to happen where somebody else is hosting the AFC championship game and the Chiefs aren't part of that. And so eventually, we're going to get to that level where all of this success is now in the rearview mirror. And so when I was listening to Philip Rivers a little bit yesterday, I was kind of putting into perspective of what Patrick Mahomes has done and realizing that, my God, he's doing stuff that we've never seen in the NFL before. And we have to be very appreciative of what he has brought to the table. Because if Patrick Mahomes were to retire today, there'd be zero debate on whether or not he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Trez Paylor said it after his third season or second season that he was already a Hall of Famer. And so that's where Patrick Mahomes is. We're going to debate Philip Rivers on whether or not he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes is a no-brainer, and his success is really, other than Tom Brady, it's unprecedented in the NFL. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that because we're caught up in the moment. We're in the middle of it. We're worried about who the sixth wide receiver is or the third offensive tackle and all that kind of nonsense that is just minutiae of the game. We sometimes forget what we're living in the middle of at this point in time.
100%. And when you set the standard so high early on with the 50 and 5,000, those gaudy numbers, those eye-popping sort of things, you start to kind of veer away from what really matters. Wins, first downs on a third down, your back's against the wall, you're down by 10 with 2.5 minutes left. What are you going to do? Like, no one is better at any of those situations, maybe of all time, but especially right now, than Patrick Mahomes. And I think you're right. Like, I think this is a great text. I was actually literally just about to say this, 913, so I'll give you the credit. Mahomes gets treated like LeBron. Too many people picking the little things because he's on coattails of the GOAT, and people don't like that. I think it's the exact same situation. I think that's a great point, 913, because you're right, we just saw Tom Brady for 20-plus years be this anomaly to sports and football, and Mahomes is doing that same thing, maybe just like a hair behind what Tom Brady was doing, and everyone's like, oh, man, Mahomes, this is literally the second greatest football player you've ever seen. You just saw the first right before, so you're a little bit less, you know, I don't know, enthused about it. And I think LeBron would be the same thing. I mean, this guy is 40 years old. He's a top 10 player in the league, a top 15 player. He averages over 20 still for 20-plus years, still one of the best athletes we've ever seen. And people are like, meh, not MJ.
Right.
So it's really easy to do that in sports. And I think I did this with Kobe Bryant. After Kobe was gone, I was like, damn, I really wish I would have appreciated him as an athlete and as a player more. So I'm trying to do that with LeBron James and with other guys, too, as I watch these guys.
And LeBron may be at the end, too. I mean, this could potentially be his last season. I saw some stuff about that yesterday that you know, he's kind of laying the groundwork that this may be, you know, the last season he plays in the NBA, what, his 21st year or something like that. I mean, so a kid who was born when LeBron started can now drink and celebrate LeBron's retirement.
Crazy.
I mean, when you put it in that sort of perspective, right? It really kind of brings it down to earth. Yeah. But for you as well, I mean, you don't remember life without LeBron James.
No.
I mean, you had mentioned, like, you know, still the comparisons to Jordan. There was like a, you know, I don't know, what, a 10-year lag in between Jordan's career and when LeBron came onto the scene. Patrick Mahomes took over for Tom Brady immediately. They played against each other. There was no lag time to kind of forget about Tom Brady and really appreciate, you know, what Patrick Mahomes is doing. And so that's, I think, the difference in that. They had about a decade where Michael Jordan wasn't part of the game, and then LeBron came in, and we're still comparing him to Michael Jordan as opposed to kind of moving forward and seeing, you know, LeBron take off by himself and become one of the greatest players of all time. But it's all about comparisons. And so Phillip Rivers is going to be interesting to see. The text line's all over the place,
they
whether or not he's
split.
A Hall of Famer, which is exactly what I thought it would be, right? I absolutely 100% thought it would be that way. Is he a Hall of Famer or isn't he a Hall of Famer? But also one of my favorite people to compete against, too. A lot of fun competing against Phillip Rivers, right? Like, you look across the field and you say, is it fun competing against Joe Burrow? No. Is it fun competing against Josh Allen? I think it is fun competing against Josh Allen. I think it's fun competing against Lamar. And I thought it was fun competing against Phillip Rivers, where you can appreciate and respect who those guys are and what they bring to the table. And win or lose, at the end of the day, you're going to shake their hand and you go, that was a hell of a game, man.
Yeah, damn good game. And you know that guy gave 100% effort and wanted it just as much, if not more, than even you did. Who's the Phillip Rivers now? Because we had a funny text, like, I can't remember where it is. Oh, there it is, 214. Rivers isn't gone. He changed his name to Justin Herbert. Good regular season numbers, chokes when it matters.
Yeah.
So would you say he's the Phillip Rivers? Or?
I think that's a good comparison right now, right?
Yeah.
Like Justin Herbert does a nice job in the regular season. When it matters, really doesn't live up to it, right? I'm trying to think who else. I mean, maybe Lamar's in that category, but I hate to put him in that category.
Yeah, he's better.
But
you're right, he hasn't.
He hasn't really won the big one yet. And it's hard right now with Patrick Mahomes in your way to win the big one. But Phillip Rivers also had Manning and Brady. You know, in his way that he had to try to overcome. And I think sometimes we don't put that into perspective either, right? Like the common comeback would be, well, go out there and beat him. You're talking about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Not a lot of people beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Both in Rivers Conference,
right?
Too. So it's like, it's not like you get past one and, okay, meet the other in the Super Bowl and then anything can happen. No, you've got to beat both more than likely to get there.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's insanity. it's crazy. All those dudes are standing
fair.
In their way. So
yeah.
He really never had that opportunity. And so that's where we sit with Phillip Rivers. Also yesterday, let me tell you something. You're about ready to get some goosebumps when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Every year, that's the only goal that you have, is winning the Super Bowl. If we don't win it, it's a failure.
As much of a dreamer as Lamar was, I don't think he could have ever imagined this.
Superstar athletes, leading men, they're on the top of the mountain.
The Cowboys are America's team. Why don't we be the world's team?
Chiefs Kingdom!
All this pressure builds up.
No one's ever got three.
When you're winning, people look at you and they're like, you're the villain.
Cut the camera, please.
It's our life. And it's an emotional game.
Greatness all day. Let's repeat. Let's make history.
A lot of ups and downs. A lot of things to fight through.
Win or lose, this team will never be the same.
How about those
Chiefs? Yeah, that's the official trailer of the Kingdom documentary that's going to air on ESPN in August. And boy, oh boy, I'm not a show watcher. I can't wait for this. I honestly cannot wait to watch this because ESPN does things the right way too, obviously, right? They do high productivity, you know, they put out great products. They
do high quality stuff,
right? And this is going to be just, I think, wonderful. I think it's going to be one of the best documentaries that we have seen. And it's got all the players in it, right? It's got the Mahomes, it's got the Reeds, it's got people that are big names, obviously. And I think what also it's going to do, and I hope it does this, because I was kind of reading a little bit about it, I think it is going to reflect a little bit on the past to kind of educate the kind of the new money fan that thinks it's always been this way around Kansas City and that we just, you know, come out of the womb and we win championships. There's a lot of people who don't understand that groundwork was laid when Carl Peterson took over, and that's why we are here today, because of what Carl Peterson did and Marty Schottenstein Schottenheimer did when they came in and took over this franchise for Lamar Hunt. This franchise was on the cusp of potentially being moved to a different city because there was nobody going to the games. It wasn't a good product. They just hadn't done anything in about 30 years, kind of like the Royals for a while, right? The Chiefs from basically 1970 to 1990 were totally irrelevant. And then Carl Peterson and Marty Schottenheimer came in and flipped the entire script and created what we have now. And then everybody's kind of piggybacked off it. And so I hope there's some of that in this documentary as well to kind of show everybody where we were and where we are right now. The other thing that I take away from this is the emotion we saw from Andy Reid in that video.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw Andy Reid, if ever, during a football situation like that, get kind of that emotional and reflective? And that's been one of the things that I looked at Andy Reid, and I talked to Andy about this when we've had the opportunity to have him on or up at training camp. And, you know, Josh and I over the years would look at him and go, are you enjoying this? Are you reflecting on this? And it was always like on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. That moment there when he broke down talking about, you know, this is our job, this is our livelihood, and he kind of caught himself before he started to cry, that was cool. That was really awesome to see.
Human moment.
Because it is a human moment. You're absolutely right about that. That right there is the emotion that fans have had. That right there is what everybody was feeling in that AFC Championship game when we beat Tennessee for the first time to go to the Super Bowl, and everybody was crying. And sometimes as the coach, the quarterback, it's hard to put that into perspective of what the fans have been, you know, waiting for 50 years, right? And you know, not understanding that this has been going on for a very long time, well before many people were even born that are part of the organization right now. And to see Andy Reid kind of have that emotional moment there tells me everything I need to know. He's a chief. Andy Reid is us. And for so long, he was an Eagles head coach, right? He was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. But as I've told you before, we're getting to the point where there will be dudes in the NFL that have no idea that Andy Reid coached the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, we're a year or two away from that being, you know, reality here in Kansas City, where guys will come into the league and be like, he coached the Eagles? I had no idea that Andy Reid was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. But that is so far in the past. That moment right there told me everything I need to know. That's our guy.
Yes.
He gets us. We get him. And he's been the perfect fit in Kansas City from any side of the parking lot, any, you know, side of the state line. He was the perfect fit at the perfect time. And we embraced him. He embraced us. And I don't know that there's a better marriage in sports right now than Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Kansas City community, man. It was emotional for me to see him get emotional.
Yeah.
And I kind of fist pumped. I'm like, yes, finally, Andy is feeling like he gets it. He understands what we're doing, and he's taking that time to be reflective, because I think you do need to take that time in the moment to kind of reflect on what you've been able to accomplish, because what they've been able to accomplish, Mac, has been second to none.
All time. And I think it'll give us all that same opportunity, Bob, to kind of really look at this and relish in this and respect and appreciate the history that a lot of us know, but we can appreciate so much more. And I think also, you know, the point that I'll make is, get ready for the future too, because I think at the end of this doc, you're gonna really see how motivated and how ready they are for this year too, coming back from what happened last year. So man, I got goosebumps. I'm so excited, and yeah, man, just seeing Andy get emotional like that makes you think back and go, damn, man, let's go. Way to go, brother. And the moments he's provided for us as a city, as fans, it's like you said, second to none.
Yeah, and there's also talk in that documentary of them all crying after that Super Bowl loss and how emotional it was to lose that Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know firsthand how emotional it was. I saw somebody after that game and got a huge hug from this individual, and he was crying on my shoulder. So that's how emotional it was for a lot of people in that organization. They wanted that third Super Bowl so bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I think right now, as the text line points out, we are so winning a Super Bowl this year. Yeah, we are. And I hate to tell everybody else that around the NFL, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell, or a snowball's chance with corn sweat. You have no chance of competing against this team this year, because they are determined, they are bound, and it all begins today up in St. Joe. And then that documentary will come out on August 14th. Coming up here on 96.5, The Fan, we'll do our Hot Corner, our Tough Tuesday, and who's next? Well, I think we may have found him. Next.
Bundle-a-roo! Broski.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what's going on, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
On a corn sweat Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. It is nasty. It is humid. It is gross outside. And if you're watching on the video stream on YouTube, feel free to subscribe and put that at the top of your YouTube feed. And you can see Mac's hair. It is all over the place today from that corn sweat that is going on out there today. Woo. But again, as we've talked about, I can't even see outside the window today. I mean, it is just wet. It's nasty. It's gross.
Crazy. It's disgusting.
It's one of the grossest days that I've ever seen. I might have rather have snow than what we're doing. Right? Yes. Like, wouldn't you rather just drive in snow than go out there in this today? I mean, my goodness.
BBL stinky.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's going to be corn sweating it up. I mean, it is just nasty out there today. So, again, be safe as we've talked about.
Do we put that in the bathtub too, or just normal sweat?
Yeah, you just put the corn sweat in the bathtub.
The corn sweat in the bathtub too? Sweet. Okay. Yeah,
that's exactly right. We put the corn sweat in the bathtub for the Royals. They did that last night. You know, in sports, we spend so much time, as we talked about over the last, I don't know, 50 minutes or so, trying to kind of find that next, right? We talked about it with LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, and we spend all this time, you know, trying to anoint somebody as the next. Have we ever seen the person that we wanted to anoint as the next truly take over as the next? I mean, I don't know. Who was immediately the next after Jordan? Was it Kobe right away where they tried to say he's going to be the next?
Or? Yeah. Probably.
Maybe, you know, and then.
But I don't know if he took over like that, right?
Yeah, I don't think that he did.
He won with Shaq. Shaq was the MVP of those finals, not Kobe.
Right. So he was never really the next for Michael Jordan or anything like that. It was obviously, we were trying to say LeBron James.
Did people think Tiger Woods was going to be the next before it happened?
I think people were intrigued by Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody.
Like a prodigy or something.
Yeah, right. I don't think anybody knew that he was going to be the best of all time. Yeah. And I know, you know, Jack will argue that with you based on the number of major wins, but I don't know that anybody did more for their sport than Tiger Woods did for golf, other than maybe Caitlin Clark's doing for the WNBA, and truly what Michael Jordan did for the NBA. He picked up the ball from Magic and Bird, as we've talked about, and carried that forward, right? And so football, you know, got a benefit from baseball going on strike, and so everybody became a football fan in the summer of 94, and that's how the NFL got to the level that it's at right now. We've never really had that baseball player who's going to be the next Babe Ruth. I mean, we waited 100 years for Ohtani really to kind of take over the game, right?
And that kind of just happened. No one was like, get ready, man. Ohtani, he's the next. Right. Pitching in. No one was saying that.
But in golf, we found ourselves, you know, looking at that all the time and going, who's the next Tiger Woods? Who's the next Tiger Woods? And for the last 10 years since his wife hit him with the golf club as he was pulling out of the driveway around Thanksgiving in 2009, we've been looking for the next, whether it was Rory or Spieth or, you know, Dustin Johnson, whoever the case may be. We're always trying to force that next. Meanwhile, we've got a situation where we saw over the weekend and you know, a guy goes out there and wins his third major, you know, and is almost ready to complete the Grand Slam. And it just kind of happened. Scottie Scheffler just kind of took over and became kind of the next. And I'm not ready to say he's the Tiger Woods and he's going to replace Tiger Woods and whatnot. I mean, Tiger was dominating at 24. Scheffler's, 29?
Yeah.
Going on 30 right now. But as we were trying to force everybody else to be that next guy who was going to take, because golf was desperate once Tiger left because it wasn't going to be as popular. They had to find the next, and they're trying to force the next in there. Sometimes we just have to let the next happen. I don't think anybody, when Patrick Mahomes was drafted, thought he was going to be the next Tom Brady, right? It just all of a sudden happened. I would imagine when that draft happened, more people probably would have thought Deshaun Watson was going to be the next Tom Brady, was going to be the next
Watson,
great quarterback.
Yes!
You know, that was going to be the star of the league. And we know what happened with him. He dissipated fast in the NFL. And Patrick Mahomes just kind of took over. But nobody was forcing Patrick Mahomes to be that next. It just happened. And while golf was trying to force everybody under the planet to be the next, you know, we have a guy that's going out there and Scottie Scheffler and just winning golf tournaments and really doing it in a cool way where he's as boring as hell, but he's also a guy that understands like golf is fun, but it's not the end all be all. And they had the Nike ad yesterday with his son Bennett out there on the golf course,
which said,
"You've already won." And then having this doesn't hurt either, you know? And I thought that was really cool, being a dad, realizing and keeping things into perspective, what really matters most. It's not what you do in life at work. It's how you're a dad and how you take care of your kids and how you take care of your family. And you know, Scottie Scheffler looks like a guy who's out there, and that's what he pours his heart and soul into. And I find that to be very, very cool. And at the same time now, he's taking over golf. Will he be the next Tiger Woods? Hell if I know. But you know what? We don't have to try to find that right now. He's dominating. He's boring, but he's dominating right now. And I heard that a lot yesterday. I listened to many radio shows yesterday, Mac, and so many people were saying the same thing. Scottie Scheffler's boring. Scottie Scheffler's boring. Scottie Scheffler's boring. I'm like, yeah, he may be boring, but maybe we're starting to see a turn now where people want more entertainment from their athletes, not just the sports stuff, too.
Yeah, they want it. They want the extracurricular. They want the jokes. They want, you know, a cool lifestyle. Scotty's not going to do it. The coolest thing that Scotty did was get arrested before a tournament. That's the most memorable thing Scottie Scheffler's done, besides maybe hit a cool putt or something for a golf nerd. But for you and I, it's he got arrested, and that was a crazy thing that happened. Then he went and won the tournament or whatever.
Right.
I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. Yeah. But it wasn't about the golf. It was about that happened. But yeah, I you know what? So what if he's boring? He's great. He is what he is. He doesn't have to be the next Tiger. We don't always have to do that. LeBron doesn't have to be the next MJ. LeBron's just LeBron. Scottie Scheffler could just go down as a great all-timer. Who knows?
Yeah.
And right now he's on pace to be.
But that's what we do in sports. Find the next. I'm sure in a couple of years we're going to be saying who's the next Patrick Mahomes before, you know, maybe it's Arch Manning. Let's get to our hot corner, our tough Tuesdays this week. Who's having a tough Tuesday for you, Mac?
I'll go with the Clippers. Let me just read you off their roster. Nicholas Batum's 36. Bradley Beal and Bogdan Bogdanović are both 32. Chris Dunn's 31, Kawhi Leonard's 34, Brooke Lopez 37, Patty Mills 36, Chris Paul's 40, James Harden's 35. This is a senior citizen home that we're having as an NBA team, and they're trying to sell it as this last year run. We're going all in. This Clippers team is going to be bad. They're going to be hurt by game 82, and they're going to maybe make the play-in. That's the Clippers. And I'm sorry to my brother, Asher. Love you, brother, but this is going to be a tough year for you as a fan. So it sucks.
So you're on the Clippers.
Yeah.
My tough Tuesday, and we'll get into more of it on the other side, Cowboy and Bengal fans. I think both fan bases yesterday, Mac, I don't want to say had a rude awakening or anything like that, but I think yesterday they realized why their organizations are ass. I think if you woke up yesterday morning at this time and you're a Cowboy or Bengal fan, you felt pretty good. Okay, fine, whatever. And then your owner spoke yesterday. Both of them spoke yesterday. Mike Brown in Cincinnati saying some of the dumbest things I've ever heard an owner say. And then Jerry Jones looked at Mike Brown and said, "Hold my beer, and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do." And so we'll get into more of that coming up on the other side. But for me, the tough Tuesday are Cowboy and Bengal fans. Finally, the reality is setting in that these organizations are junk, they're garbage, they're trash. And the reason that they're junk, garbage, and trash is because of their leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're owners, and that's where it starts. Good organizations have good leaders, have good owners that empower people to do the right thing. These two dopes that sat at press conferences yesterday, I'd be running from the Dallas Cowboys and running from the Cincinnati Bengals if I was a fan. We'll tell you why next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.